righty, welcome to Butte Views and Beyond. My name is Ray Lager. I'll be your host this evening. Butte Views and Beyond focuses on cultural assets, things happening, different organizations throughout Butte County and beyond, throughout the whole North State, into what we like to call the True North region. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by KZFR contributors and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and spreading the word about arts and culture through their bi-monthly newsletter. To stay in touch about the arts and what's happening, or to have something listed, visit friendsof.art, friendsof.art, and stay in touch. We also would like to thank NorCal Ink and Toner, formerly Cartridge World, providing a cost-effective, environmentally friendly alternative to purchasing new printer consumables, specializing in refilling of laser and inkjet cartridges and related products. NorCal Ink and Toner is located at 764 Mangrove in the Safeway Plaza in Chico, and you can reach them by calling 342-3333. I was going to say something else tonight. And, of course, we've got the Ken Clark Trio, Eternal Funk, with our theme song, as always. And I'd like to welcome our first guest, Katie Valenzuela, and she is with the Downtown Chico Business Association, and it's Restaurant Week.
It is, Ray. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, very welcome. And I know this is a big collaboration with Explore Butte County.
Correct. They are our partner in it. And it's really, Restaurant Week is part of the 10th annual California Restaurant Month, which has been designated by Visit California. So it's a time for people to go out and really taste the best and the specials that our wonderful restaurants, whether it's farm to fork, whether it's pizza, whether it's sushi, you name it, we've got a little bit of everything for everyone.
You know, the exciting thing this year, and I know last year, I think, was the first year, is that right? Or 2 years ago, maybe?
We've done it a few times. This is the first year that we really, you know, were able to really elevate it outside of Butte County. Right. So not just in downtown Chico alone, but we've got folks from Paradise. Nick's up in Paradise is open for it. We've got folks down in Durham, Oroville, Gridley, and then the Chico area. It's 25 restaurants total.
Yeah, that's what impressed me. I mean, you've got Paradise, Durham, Oroville, Gridley, and Chico really covered. And Miner's Alley and the Exchange in Oroville, and Alamedra Winery and Distillery in Durham. And as you mentioned, Nick's and Casa Lupe, Gridley Grill and Crab Shack, which I have not been to, Jalapenos, Fish and Tacos, Mexican Restaurant, and then a bunch of places in Chico.
Yeah. Yeah, so just in downtown Chico alone, there are 13 that are within walking distance. So,
oh yeah,
I've been eating my way through it. So I kind of threw out the January, you know.
Yeah, well,
doesn't work with the diet very well, but right. That's okay.
Yeah, keep walking, get those steps in. Yeah, it's really great to see, and some new restaurants in town too, which is really fun to see too.
Yeah, it was wonderful to have the Allies be open for it, as well as Bourbon Kitchen came on. They're out in Merriam Park, and that's the old Leon. So right. Chef Ann Leon is out there.
Yeah, I've heard
they're
great
doing
things
a special.
About that place.
Yep, and then just kind of our standard Crush and Diamond, Grana, La Hacienda. I mean, it's just everybody. Some new ones that came up for this year are the Lab Bar and Grill, Old Barn Kitchen from Paradise.
Right. They're right there on the corner. Those guys have been doing, I walk past there just about every morning, and those guys do a good breakfast, lunch.
Yeah, they do. Clientele. They do. And they're great. And it's very family oriented. I think they even have a little kid room for the kids to play. And then, you know, the folks over at Sicilian Cafe. So James got on board this year, and he's been going strong for 30 plus years in downtown. So it's just been a wonderful experience. Woodstock's Pizza is doing they call it a perfect pairing. So it's two items on a menu that can be put together and a special deal. So for, I think it's $25, you can get an extra large one topping pizza, an 8-inch I think it's Cinnabread and then a salad. So really, it's a great deal. Yeah.
Well, and you got all the hits here. You got our friends over at Grana, and of course LaSalle's with the new place, Parkside, Raw Bar right across the street. So it's pretty fun. So is there a listing somewhere you guys send in people if people are looking to what's on there? Let's check out the map or the website. Or
yep, so there's you can go to explorebuttecounty.com and click on Restaurant Week, and there you can see all of the perfect pairings. So what they're offering, the price points. Some of them come with just like, you know, a salad and an entree. Others have a pairing with either a port or a nice glass of wine or some type of spirit.
Right, so it's a food and drink.
It's a
combo.
It's a foodie festival. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's totally a foodie festival. And I know Explore Butte County, they've been really active, been up and running strong now. They started a number of years ago, but in the last 2 or 3 years, they're really making their presence. Carolyn does a great job over there, and they're really happening and really helping gain visibility for the whole county.
Right, just bringing the visitors in. And one thing that they're working on this week is the Snow Goose Festival.
Oh, sure. Up and coming.
Yeah, we were out Burden yesterday and then ended up at Alamandra. So,
perfect.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun.
It just worked out perfect. You got to scratch that one off the list.
Exactly.
So Restaurant Week started on the 17th, goes through the 26th.
Goes through this Sunday, yeah.
Right,
so
Sunday.
You have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can do a little breakfast maybe at Mom's or Cine Cortez.
Yeah.
And then lunch at Grana and, end up for a nightcap at LaSalle's.
There you go. And if you're out and about checking out the wildlife, you got the Exchange and Miner's Alley in Oroville. Miner's Alley is like to me one of those little undiscovered gems. I have lunch there a lot. I do a lot of meetings over there, so I'm always stopping in there. And
well, you should check out their specials because they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, they are. And they have a good selection on tap too. I'm always like, dude, you guys are ripping it here, man. And plus, they're doing that nice expansion out on the patio, what's called Union Square. They're putting in a stage and all that stuff. So that's going to be a really fun happening thing come spring and summer.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of good in downtown Oroville.
Yeah.
Their business association that just got started has...
Right, the T-Bid?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. So they're doing a lot of things, and they're working closely with Melanie Bassett, our executor.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it's
been great. I know Robin and Heather over there, they have really raised the bar
in
Oroville, and that's pretty fun. And our next guest also is, he's a... Four-bay guy coming in, so we'll be talking about that as well. It's exciting. And, we kind of beat on this all the time about regionalism and especially countywide. And when you really look at Butte County overall, it's just amazing all the assets we have, the different flavors each city has. Everybody's got a little different vibe going on. And they're spaced out by unbelievable natural beauty and outdoor recreation.
Exactly. So it's the best place to be.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer, man. We really we don't want to tell too many people, but
I know
it's a catch-22, right?
Keep it our little secret. So
yeah, so it's really fun. So what's happening at the Downtown Business Association?
So right now we are just planning out 2020.
Right.
So we've got the market coming. It's April 2nd. Will be the first Thursday market.
Are you taking vendor applications and things as we speak?
We are going to be launching the application out in an email by the end of January, definitely by first part of February. And then we'll also be collecting either downloads or CDs from the different artists that want to do Friday night concerts. But it's it's going to be a pretty fun year. Slice of Chico, which is the watermelon, right?
Sure.
And the sidewalk sale, 45 years.
Wow.
45 years
we've
been eating watermelon and dressing, in watermelon garb. And then Taste of Chico, which I think the date's going to be September 13th, is going to be 35 years. So lots of longevity and lots of history. So
right. And downtown Chico has changed a lot with Woodstocks moving downtown.
Yes.
And you've got Parkside across the street, and you've got Burgers and Brew on the corner. And, of course, you got the sweet shop in the middle.
Yep.
So there's kind of a lot happening. I have this vision. I don't want to start any trouble. But, that's kind of what I do, of closing that block to traffic somehow at some point in the future and opening that into a walking mall. And I know.
Yeah, I'm staying out of that one.
I know. I'm also a big proponent of rooftop dining. I like to put that out there, too. You know, a lot of places, especially we have such a beautiful, long, dry spring and summer. You know, I've been to places where, you know, have like sushi bars on the roof, and it's open air, and it's gorgeous at night, and it's, you know, 84 degrees. And so, anyway, there you go. There's my trouble for the day.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for taking the time to come in. And again, Restaurant Week, it's happening till through the 26th. And what's the where do they go for the website or Facebook?
So they go to Explore Butte County.
Okay, it's Explore Butte County.
Explore Butte County. You'll see the link. It just says Restaurant Week. And then you can even rate the restaurants that you go to.
Oh,
so
really?
If you go to a restaurant anywhere in the county, one of the 25, afterwards you can rate your experience, and you do it all online. And they are giving away $200 worth of gift cards.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
so one lucky winner is going to be eating pretty for
Let's do a duo. I'll start, and then you take the next restaurant. We'll blow through them all.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Paradise Nicks.
Almendra Winery and Distillery in Durham.
In Oroville, The Exchange and Miner's Alley.
Gridley, Casa Lupe Mexican Restaurant.
Gridley Grill and Crab Shack.
Habanero's Fish and Tacos.
In Chico, The Allies Pub.
In Chico, Bourbon Kitchen.
And Christian Michaels?
Crush.
Diamond Steakhouse?
Grana Wood Fired Foods.
La Hacienda Restaurant?
La Salle's.
The Lab Bar and Grill?
Madison Bear Garden.
Mom's?
Old Barn Kitchen.
Ohm Foods.
Yes,
Ohm. I know.
Just, I like even saying it. Parkside Tap House.
Raw Bar Restaurant and Sushi.
Sicilian Cafe.
Cinza Cortez.
And Woodstock's Pizza.
I'm telling you, I'm starving, man. I haven't eaten yet. Hey, thank you so much for taking time to come in today.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to take a short musical break, and we'll be back with, from the Feather River Center, the one and only Tony Catalano.
Thank you.
Little Big Mo in the background, local kind of guy, living out by Fortnoy, I think, these days, or somewhere. He's up in the hills now. He got relocated in from Paradise, and but he's got a gig coming up on Sunday. We love Big Mo, sweet guy, sweet man. All righty, Tony Catalano, welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Tony's we drag him in here a couple of times. Are you the executive director of the Four Bay Center?
I am the executive director of the Feather River Center. The Feather River Center is the nonprofit that operates all the programs at the Four Bay Aquatic Center.
There we go. You know, I drove past there yesterday, and it was just, you know, it was kind of great. You know, it was kind of that silvery look, mm-hmm. and the lake was, it was just gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's really gorgeous out there every day. Yeah, right. I just can't believe it.
And there was tons of geese flying by.
Yeah, tons of geese. We're, in fact, we're sold out for the Snow Goose Festival. We're going to do a bird watching kayak tour and on Saturday, and I think we're sold out on it. So
that's
a lot
great.
Of people are going to come and enjoy it out there then, too.
Oh, what a perfect way.
So go Snow Goose Festival.
Yeah. What a perfect way to check out the waterfowl and mm-hmm. kayak at the same time.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Now, have you done that in the past with the snow goose? Or is
you know, we did it two or three years ago, okay. and we did it on the After Bay. But mm-hmm. This year, we decided to do it at the Fore Bay, and yeah. I think it's going to work out really well. Brad Cook is our guide and leader there, and he's going to do a great job. It's going to be really fun.
Right on. And there's probably some beavers still slapping around.
And there probably are. There's beavers and bird life and all kinds of waterfowl and everything out there.
Turtles
it's just
and stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All kinds of it.
Very cool. So we're here specifically for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival.
Yes, we are. And it is located in downtown Oroville, where you will find in Restaurant Week the Exchange and Miner's Alley.
There you go. I love
and,
to
And two places I love to eat when yeah. I go to Oroville. And so I urge everyone to get out there and do it, and we're going to be working. We're trying to work with those two restaurants to get them to provide small plates, catering for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Our film festival this year is going to be February 29th. Okay. It's going to be part of Explore Butte County's museum weekend in the county, and we are going to be, again, at the really beautiful refurbished downtown Oroville State Theater.
Uh-huh.
This year, we're working with Las Plumas High School in Oroville, and we're going to be displaying student artwork as part of our
that's great.
Film festival tonight. So we're really excited. We've been working with the teachers there and with the artists of Rivertown to bring student artwork, photography, and other media arts, focusing on nature and the outdoors. And so we'll be displaying that, and we hope to have some student docents there Saturday night, the 29th also.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's so important to bring the kids in, and I love seeing the kids' art shows,
yeah,
art projects.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, we're trying to get the kids in. We're going to provide, we're raising money for transportation for field trips for the Las Plumas and Oroville High School kids for their environmental club and their art classes to come down to a free showing of the film festival on Friday the 28th. So we're adding that this year, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Friday the 28th, there was a student field trip. And Saturday the 29th is the general public, our general fair.
Right. And for people that don't know, the historic State Theater.
Oh, I can't believe it. Every week I go in there, it's even more beautiful than it was the week before. The people of stage are doing a fantastic job.
Right.
They are generously donated the use of the theater to us this year for 2 days, and it's working great. And so we're very excited.
Right downtown on Myers Street, yeah. Myers and Robinson.
Yeah.
Parking lot, free city parking lot,
right.
Conveniently located across the street.
Conveniently located, kitty corner. There's a city parking lot, and behind the theater, there's another parking lot. So there's one in Robinson,
right,
and one
right
on the corner of Myers and Robinson.
And of course, you have one at the end of Myers, right on the levee too.
And one at the end of Myers, right on the levee, also right below the municipal.
And if you want to take in some natural beauty while you're there, walk up on the levee and walk along the Feather River to the Green
Bridge.
Great idea.
It's a great idea, and it's a great path, and it's beautiful up there. It's really beautiful. You see the low flow channel, and there's little rapids and everything. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. That's the home of the Salmon Festival.
The Salmon Festival, and home of Feather River Center will be doing some float with the float on the feather with the salmon this fall during the Salmon Festival in September and October. Public tours and school tours. So we're all into it. And come on down to the film festival and eat dinner at one of the downtown Oroville restaurants. There's many good ones down there.
Yeah, there sure is. And it's just, you know, it's always an adventure. And again, for people that haven't been or don't know, I mean, Oroville has got, their downtown is basically like it was in 1910.
Oh, it is. Well, I'm not that old, though, Ray, so I don't remember. Is that first-hand knowledge?
That's first-hand knowledge.
Okay, good.
Well, they did, you know, things did get raised
after the flood.
Of 22 or 19 or something like that.
Yeah, what is now the first floor used to be the second floor.
Right, exactly.
Of everything.
And, but it's a super historic, a lot of great old buildings.
It really is. There's a lot of great shops there, a lot of great antique shops. You know, there's many places down there that are really nice, really good boutique places. It's really nice.
I just love looking at the architecture and stuff.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
It's really cool. It's really cool. So any standout films that you guys are kind of featuring? Or?
Yeah, there's a few. You know, we went to the Wild and Scenic Film Festival up in Nevada City. That's the flagship one last weekend, and we saw a lot of good films up there. I urge anybody who's listening to get up there. It's a Martin Luther King weekend every January up in Nevada City. It's a great event, and we saw some films. We had this one film, Daniel, about a young man that had brain injury and now rides his bike every single day along Highway 50 in South Tahoe and cleans up trash and picks up stuff and works with the local bike shop. It's a really nice film about what a one person can do and a difference one person can make.
Right.
We have another film we found interesting about fire following flowers that germinate and bloom after fires.
Oh, yeah.
We thought that might be good for all of our friends and people here who have experienced all the tragedy of the Camp Fire and the Sonoma fires and everything. A couple other local things, Hat Creek, which is up near Lassen Park.
Sure.
We have a good film there about their wild trout legacy, and it's a great fishing spot. So if you're a fisher person, or come on up, that's going to be a good film. There's another one, another local one about the South Fork of the Cottonwood Creek, Hammer Dam. Hammer family put together a dam 70 years ago to generate power for their house. And now they found out that it's a salmon. Breeding ground area, mm-hmm. and so they had to take it down. And so this is a real good story about the descendants of the original Hammers that took the dam out and how it restored the river. That's
great.
Good one. For the fun. We have Last Call for the Bayou, one of a series of five Last Call for the Bayou films. This one is about the duck queen, Albertine Kimball, a woman who works or lives near the bayou and duck hunts for the last, she's been hunting for, how long is it, maybe 40 years. And it talks about how the dams and levees on the river to control the flooding on the river is adversely affecting the water quality in the bayou and affecting the hunting and the wildlife in there. It's really a good film. And our flagship film is going to be The Visions of the Lost Sierra, which talks about the Middle Fork of the Feather River, which was designated one of the first wild and scenic rivers in 1968. And for that, we'll have the filmmakers there to talk about the film and to answer questions.
And if people don't know, the Middle Fork of the Feather River kind of runs right along Highway 70 to a certain extent.
That's exactly right. It runs right along Highway 70. If you haven't been down that road up the Feather River Highway, it's really a beautiful spot. And the river, the Middle Fork further up is undammed. And it's just really nice. And so this was one that was celebrated by a lot of people prior to the building of Orville Dam.
Sure, yeah. Major tributary to the Sacramento.
Major tributary to the Sacramento.
It fills up Lake Orville.
Now it fills up Lake Orville. There's three branches of the Feather that do that.
Yeah, and the middle one is the one.
The middle one is the one we're going to talk about and feature in this film with the filmmakers here from Plumas County.
You know, what I love about this, too, it's so local. I mean, you have things in Hat Creek. You have things at Cottonwood, Middle Fork of the Feather. I mean, these are things that are
Less than an hour from us. And we live in such a, like your previous guest was saying, we live in such a beautiful area with such natural beauty and natural history. You know, there's many ways to explore it, and this way is one.
Yeah, it's a good way to get a taste of it. And when the weather warms up a little, dries up a little, great opportunities to go out and hike and discover and camp at some of these places.
Absolutely. Beautiful stuff.
Right on, man. How's things at the Four Bay? You guys getting ready for another big
spring? We're getting ready for another big season. You know, we bought a lot of, thanks to the generosity of the City of Orville Supplemental Benefits Fund, we're able to purchase a lot of new equipment. We got some more safety launches for our sailing programs and rowing programs. We purchased a lot of new recreational equipment for our outdoor recreation and education programs. As mentioned before, we bought some rafts that we can use for floating on the Feather to do some salmon observation and salmon education in the fall. We have a whole new slew of new life jackets and inflatables and kayaks and stand-up paddle boards and everything out there. We're getting four new pedal boats next month or so.
Oh, boy.
And so it's been really good. So we're really gearing up for a really good season.
And you guys open Memorial Day?
We're going to be open Memorial Day. Maybe I'll get back on the show before that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm sure we'll see.
And we'll open Memorial Day through Labor Day. And we'll be open again Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. And we're looking at developing some specials, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, that's always great. And, again, it's such a great asset. It's 20 minutes from Chico.
Right.
20 minutes from Paradise, 20 minutes from Gridley. You know,
that's right, 20 minutes from everywhere.
It is, it really is.
10 minutes from downtown Oroville, five minutes from downtown Oroville. It's great.
And it's right on the freeway, and it's such a beautiful spot.
Yeah, many people drive by it all the time. It's Highway 70 and Garden Drive. You've probably driven by it.
Right.
And it's on the right-hand side as you're southbound.
Right.
It's a beautiful spot.
And it's a state park.
State park. It's part of the Oroville Dam State Recreation Area, Lake Oroville State Recreation Area.
Swimming beach, picnic, all that stuff.
Beautiful swimming beach, beautiful grassy lawn with picnic areas, covered picnic areas. Cleanest bathrooms you'll find maybe outside of your house or maybe more than your house. But it's really a nice spot. The state park does a great job there.
Yeah, you guys really have done amazing things out there. I love the full moon floats.
Oh, God, the full moon paddles. Those sell out every year. Those are great. Those are really fun.
Something to look for.
Right.
And if you make some plans, you got people coming in, you can go there and kayak kind of after hours while the full moon rises
right
over the lake.
We take off at sunset, and we get out to the Nelson Bridge and turn around, and the full moon has risen, and we come back under the full moon.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's about as nice as... other areas here, if I can put another pitch in,
sure.
Lassen Park. If you haven't climbed Lassen Park at sunset on a full moon, please do that because you get to come down under the full moon, and it's great.
I've never done it on the full moon. I've climbed it a few times, but
that's a nice thing to do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Again, our area is full of natural beauty and outdoor things to do. So.
Yeah, pretty amazing place.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to be here.
All right, thank you. Let's give another shot. What's the date for the
Wild and Scenic Film Festival? Is February 29th, Saturday, February 29th, 2020, at the State Theater, 1489 Meyer Street in downtown Oroville. Tickets available on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So we'll go to Eventbrite, look up Oroville events, or by the date or by the name, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. You'll find it, and you can be able to get tickets. We're going to have a silent auction, going to have door prizes. We're going to have we've got some really good auction items this year. We're going to display those on our Facebook page in the next coming weeks.
And again, this is all for a great cause as well.
It's all for a great cause. We're trying to raise money. We want to do economic development and recreational development around Oroville and Butte County. And one thing we can do is build an 8-lane 2K rowing sprint course. Because in 2028, folks, the Olympics are going to be in L.A., and why can't an Olympic rowing team come to Butte County and practice?
I don't know.
Well, we'll have the facility. We'll have the best facility there is.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Great vision. And you get off at Montgomery Street on Highway 70.
Get off Montgomery Street, go left, go into town.
You'll hit a stop sign that says Myers. Turn right, and you're there.
Turn right, and you're there. It's really easy to find. And the State Theater, you'll see it's got a brand new, beautiful digital marquee on the corner, and it's just really nice. So check that out.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Ray.
It's always fun, and we'll have you back, I'm sure, sometime in April and talk about kind of what's new at the Aquatic Center.
Awesome. Thanks very much. Take care. Have a good spring.
All right, you too. Let's have a little bit more music from Big Mo, and we'll be back with our next guest.
Sound.
Alrighty, welcome back. You're listening to Butte Views and Beyond from 6 to 7 every fourth Thursday of the month here on KZFR. And we like to focus on local cultural assets, festivals, events happening, outdoor, sometimes new businesses, economic development and opportunities, but really based around kind of tourism and kind of just the development of Butte County and the surrounding region, what we like to call True North here in California. I would like to welcome my next guest, Cherie Comfort with the Butte County Local Food Network.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
So you guys have something coming up?
We absolutely do. We have the Victory Garden 2.0 Garden Box and Bucket Blitz. Say that five times fast.
I know.
So essentially what we're doing is we're offering Victory Garden boxes and buckets. And Victory Gardens were started back in the early 1900s during World War I and World War II to help supplement vegetables and fruits that were being sent to the troops. So people sent up these gardens backed heavily by the government to supply food. And at that time, 42% or 46% of fruits and vegetables were grown in these Victory Gardens.
Wow.
Unfortunately, now about 2% of fruits and vegetables are sourced locally. And that includes family gardens, family farms, and corporate farms. Huh. Everything else is shipped in from many miles away. So we are promoting Victory Gardens today.
Keep it local, grow it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Victory Gardens encourage not just growing your own food, but it really encourages community, where multiple people in a neighborhood can set up growing different things to share. And you get out there and you meet people. So the Victory Gardens boxes we are offering, we come out and we can look at your area and see where the garden should go and what kind of things you need to do before we come out. Then we come in March and we set up either 4x4 or 4x8 boxes made out of wood.
Okay.
We put down weed barrier and we give you some really good soil and some mulch to help the plants grow. And then when it warms up a little bit, we'll bring you a couple plants to put in there, or you can put your own plants in.
Sure.
And then we come out a couple more times to answer any questions you have or help in any way we can to make sure you're successful.
So this is like a home gardening starter kit.
Absolutely, but not just homes. We're encouraging businesses and churches and other community places
to do this. Apartment complexes.
Absolutely. Right. And most apartments have no problem with you having a bucket for plants on your porch.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right, you can have your tomato plant in a 5-gallon bucket or something.
Absolutely,
like that.
Yes. And we offer 5-gallon buckets with soil and plants as an option.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just a... It's the way, I mean, a lot, and you know, Chico is a, Butte County is a garden area.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are power gardeners.
And we can garden year round here. And eat seasonally and locally. That's the important thing. So, yeah.
That's a really great way to get people involved and give them a little education. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming.
It is, absolutely. And we offer a lot of mentorship, not just with the Victory Gardens, but in general, if you want to plant any kind of food at your home. We're going to be offering workshops in addition to the mentorship and lots of fun things going on with the Butte County Local Food Network.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you guys also work kind of with the schools and those kind of things? That's all open game?
At this point, there's a lot of projects going on with the schools that we're not directly involved with. We're hoping as the Butte County Local Food Network that we'll kind of take the umbrella to help those groups. We do some grant writing, and we're working on some policies with both the city and the county, as well as some things coming out of Sacramento to help encourage people to garden and urban homestead and community food.
Well, and I guess, and you guys are, you mentioned Sacramento, also involved in kind of a bigger statewide initiative to allow kind of residential farming to a certain extent, small garden farming.
That's more of a city and county issue. The state doesn't get too involved in
county. That. I meant county.
So we have some wonderful county supervisors that we're already talking to. You might know one of them that hopefully will help us to implement some of the things that we are hoping to do.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And just, you know, this, I mean, especially since we live in such a temperate place and you just, I mean, you know, you drive around and you see a 100-foot fig tree with 1,000 figs on it.
Absolutely. And go knock on the person's door. Be kind. And they'll probably say, take them.
Yeah, please pick them.
Yes, exactly. And in the city of Chico, actually, there's no regulations saying that you can't have a garden in your front yard unless you're in an HMO, is that what it's called?
Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
They have their own rules.
But other than that, there are no rules preventing you from having your whole front yard be a food garden.
Right. And with the, you know, we went through the drought a few years ago where they were, you know, paying you to take to tear up your lawn.
Exactly. I did that at my house.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And put it in the garden.
Yeah, and actually it costs less time, energy, money, and water to grow food than it does to grow a lawn.
Yeah, no, totally. And you don't have to, you don't have the chemical aspect of it. You don't have all the labor aspect of it. And
yeah. So there's, you can go on our website, www.bclocalfood.org, and you can look at there and get some more information on our Victory Garden Blitz. At this point, we are offering 4x4 boxes for $100, and that includes everything I talked about earlier. 4x8s for $175.
No
price. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm not supposed to mention the pricing. Sorry about that. Anyways, we're offering 4x4 boxes, 4x8 boxes, and 5-gallon buckets. Yeah. And we also have some full or partial scholarships available if that's something you would need to start this garden. We are trying to team with, well, we are teaming with some local organizations and businesses to help supply some of the products we need to create these boxes, as well as making financial donations. And if anyone out there wants to help with that, we greatly appreciate it. And we're looking for volunteers to help with the installations and the prep ahead of time. And you can go on our website, bclocalfood.org, to sign up for that.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's a, again, I love these grassroots community things, and I know that the organization started on a much larger scale, like on a national scale.
Well, we're mimicking, or mimicking an organization in Milwaukee that started their own Victory Garden Blitz, and they started out with just a few people, friends, getting together to try to create what we're creating, and they put in 35 garden boxes in 2009, 10 years ago, and since then they've installed over 5,000.
Wow.
Victory Garden boxes. They also have a huge community garden. They have all kinds of projects they do.
Sure.
So, yes, we are trying to emulate that. And we have all kinds of projects planned besides the Victory Garden Blitz, including, let me think about that for a second, we sponsor informative events. We already do that. We have Farm to Fork Feast that we work with some of the local family farms to put on. We have field trip adventures where we travel to different restaurants that source locally. And if you go to our website, we actually have some of those listed. Strongly advise going to supporting restaurants that get their produce and stuff from the farmer's market.
And some of them are part of Restaurant Week.
Absolutely, yes. Please check that out.
I see Grana on there.
Yeah, well, we love Grana. We support local farmers by advertising for them and partnering with them at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. We're going to be offering workshops starting later this spring in everything from seed saving and starting plants to food preservation and fermentation and everything in between, as well as we're going to have some programs on homesteading within the city, because at this point you're allowed chickens, and we're trying to do some more policies that may expand on that, including being able to sell your produce from your home, which right now is not an option.
Right. Yeah, that's I was aware of that. Yeah, that's, I mean, I love it. It's great.
Thank you.
You know, it's fun. I have some neighbors, and their front yard is a garden, and it's great to watch it develop. And it's like, hey, you know, you don't go to, you just walk outside and you pick. Yeah, pick your dinner.
Absolutely. And even if you're not having a full garden in Chico, you can dryscape and put in drought-tolerant herbs like rosemary and sage and all kinds of things. Even in the shade, a lot of herbs do well, and even some vegetables, broccoli and cauliflower, the winter vegetables do great in the shade.
Yeah, I have a friend that she used to grow the best asparagus I ever had at Butte Creek Canyon.
Yeah, and that's a perennial, so it comes back year after year.
Yeah, I know. We'd go out there and go out and cut your asparagus.
Yeah, and artichokes are amazing in Chico.
Yeah. Really good. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking
thank
time.
Thank you.
If people need more information, let's give them the website and landing place.
The website again is www.bclocalfood.org, or you can reach me directly at gardencherie, C-H-E-R-I, at gmail.com.
All righty. Hey, thank you again, and keep up the good work. It's really great to see these things develop. And again, you keep it local, keep it grassroots.
Great, thank you.
All righty, I'm going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with one more guest here on Butte Views and Beyond.
Bye.
So why is he playing Hot Tuna here on Butte Views and Beyond? I'd like to welcome Leah Hernandez and Cameron O'Brien, both from Chico Performances, and because Electric Hot Tuna is coming.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to be a huge event. Yarma Kalkin and Jack Cassidy, original members. I mean, I mean, of course, everybody of my age is like, Yarma's coming to Chico?
Yeah, you know, the Jefferson Airplane OGs, so...
Yeah,
it'll be a good show. That's going to be February 23rd, actually. So it's coming up real quick.
Yeah, real quick. And it's nice. They've done some acoustic stuff. It's nice to have the electric band out. And they're kind of tearing up. I was looking at the tour, man. Those guys are all over the place.
I think it's the 50th anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
50th anniversary.
They're really just hitting the road and going everywhere.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. I mean, come on, Hot Tuna. I don't really need to say anymore. But if you don't know about those guys... check it out. Go on that internet, that wild internet thing, and and find them, and you'll be hooked.
Astounded.
So, yeah, astounded. Yeah, that's gonna be great. I think I'm out of town that night. I was looking at tickets the other day. I thought, oh, Hot Tuna. I think I might be in the Bay that night, but we'll see what happens. So you guys always have a full card.
Yeah.
Performances.
Our spring this year especially. I mean, Stephen Cummins just really loaded it up. So in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I mean, we got, I think, 8 or 9 shows just
right.
back to back to back.
And a lot of great ones and a lot of kind of KZFR-ish shows.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hot Tuna, you got Mossy Creek.
Mm-hmm.
With KZFR's own Bill Littell, in the band, and of course all those cats are a million bands and kind of roll through in that bluegrass Americana style that we like so much here.
Yeah, no, definitely curtails to a certain crowd for sure.
Yeah,
but just kind of going over our calendar for the next couple weeks. So on Thursday, January 30th, we have Cirque Flip Fabrique, and they're going to be performing their new show Blizzard. They're like a Cirque du Soleil esque.
Okay.
Troupe out of Montreal, which is the same place that Cirque du Soleil is. And it's just going to be fun for the whole family. A lot of visuals, a lot of music. And they're going to be kind of curtailing it towards Chico. They do a different thing for every town that they visit. So it's definitely a community-oriented show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a sneak thing, but you'll definitely see if you go see the show.
And what's the date on that?
That's going to be Thursday, January 30th, 7:30 p.m., Laxon Auditorium.
Okay.
And then right after that, on February 4th, that's a Tuesday, we got Goo Goo Drum Group from Shanghai. They're a percussion group out of China. And they're going to be doing a lot of drum sets that sort of relay different time periods from Chinese history.
Okay.
So traditionally oriented in the beginning and then very contemporary at the end. And it's visually stunning. The drums are crazy. And just the whole show itself is going to be a blast.
Oh, that sounds like a real feast for the what am I saying?
The senses.
The senses.
Yeah.
There we are. Thank you.
It's a sensory event. After that, on Saturday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. in Harlan Adams, this time, not Laxon. We do have Mossy Creek bringing back in our Chico Voices series, which is our local series.
Right on.
And they're actually going to be performing with Firefly, who is Aaron Haley's band. And that is the daughter of, I think, KZFR guy. But he's in Mossy Creek. Anyways, it's a family affair,
which is
going to be cool. It's two big Chico acts. They haven't done a show around here in 3 or 4 months, so it's going to be the first time anybody can come out and see them.
Oh, great.
In a while. And I've been talking to both artists, and they're super excited for the whole thing. Can't wait to interact with the community. It's going to be awesome. And then, we've got two really big shows that we wanted to talk about, especially on this program, which, you know, of course, we talked about Hot Tuna. That's going to be February 23rd, 7:30 p.m., Laxon Auditorium.
Sunday evening? Perfect.
Yep. And that's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a crazy show.
Especially 50th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, I mean, I could see them going the full length, you know.
Yeah.
That's a late night.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But on top of that, we actually have on February 11th, Chris Teeley from Punch Brothers and Nickel Creek.
Right.
Yeah, so he's going to be here. He's, you know, just a mandolin virtuoso is what we're billing him as.
Yeah.
Incredible. He's a MacArthur scholar. You know, he's got NPR's Prairie Home Companion that he
does. Yeah, it's live from here.
Yeah, he just redubbed it.
Rebranded it, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be here, super nice guy, super talented guy, and he's going to probably just do a solo set when he brings in all the things that he's been doing lately, whether it be on the classical end, on the contemporary end, folk, bluegrass, the whole nine yards.
Right.
So it's just going to be a total blowout of a show.
You know, I remember seeing Nickel Creek when they first hit the scene in California in, I guess it was at Strawberry Music Festival sometime in the early 2000s. And he was like 19 or 17 or something.
Yeah, no, he started, I think his first release was in 94, and the album cover, he's like 9 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's
a
prodigy.
Yeah.
And he's actually from my hometown, Oceanside, down in San Diego.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so it's super cool to see a local guy come up like that, and then especially in my college town, he's going to be performing, so I'll definitely be at that show, too.
Oh, yeah, right on. Yeah, no, yeah. I remember when Nickel Creek came out, and I don't think any of them were over, like, 19.
No, they all had the frosted tips and everything, very early
2000s. Yeah, it was all these young kids, and they just came out, and they just blazed this really fabulous kind of bluegrass traditional and breaking into these bluegrass, you know, psychograss jams.
Oh, it's insane, yeah.
I'm telling you, the dude can play.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So tickets for all those shows and anything else that you'll find in Arts and Ideas or on our website, www.chicoperformances.com, can be purchased on our website over the phone at 530-898-6333. Or in person at the University Box Office on the corner of West 3rd and Chestnut Streets, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, nice thing, too, is on the website as well, you can pick your seat. You can see what's available. You can pick the seats you want.
Oh, yeah, it's super convenient. So.
Yeah, super easy and convenient.
We make it very easy for people to come to the shows.
All right, well, what did you bring me here? I got something in the CD player.
Yeah, I got some of Chris Teeley's older stuff. I'm blanking on the name, but it's from, I think, his 2004 record.
Okay.
So it's a little more contemporary, but pretty bluesy. So.
Right on. Okay, well, we got a few minutes. Let's give it a listen here on Butte Views and Beyond.
Oh, darling, the songs they play, oh, they got love for the love.
Chris Seeley. That man can play. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Restaurant Week, pretty fun stuff. That will be happening through the 26th. And again, Explore Butte County doing a great job with this and partnering with the local cities here in Butte County with Paradise, Durham, Oroville, Gridley, and of course Chico with their different downtown business associations, helping to really create the countywide awareness here. And as we all share our assets and work collectively to really to make this place what it is. So if you're looking for some more information about the restaurant, we can go to explorebuttecounty.com for information, and always something good. And we also want to give another shout out to Tony Catalano and the Feather River Center and the Four Bay Aquatic Center over there on Highway 70. If you haven't been or you're looking to do something for your kids this summer, they have all kind of classes, sailing, kayaking, all these kind of things. They have day camps and that. So always a fun thing to check out. And if you're involved in a educational institution or a nonprofit or something that works with kids, they have a bunch of different programs. The facility is also available for rentals. So they've been a great partner of KZFR. If you were lucky enough to catch a couple of the Four Bay floats we did a few years back, we did a couple of those full moon floats with KZFR as a fundraiser. And we also did a meteor shower camp out one year, which is pretty fun. So we definitely appreciate our partners and our friends that help keep everything kind of running smooth. All righty, we're going to start winding it up. Peanut butter and jelly time is on deck. And let's thank our underwriters, and we'll go out with maybe a little more music for you here. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by the KZFR contributors, and also by Baird Roofing Company. For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Baird Roofing Company has been serving Butte County for more than 30 years. Whether it's re-roofing an existing structure or a first-time roof for new construction, Baird Roofing has got you covered. More information at BairdRoofingCo.com or by calling 342-1631, or you can stop by and see him right there on the Midway at 11025 Midway. We also want to thank the Feather River Recreation and Parks District hosting a Valentine's Day Parents Night Out event on Friday, February 14th at the Activity Center in Oroville from 6 till 10 p.m., children will enjoy pizza dinner, supervised playtime, crafts, gym floor activities, games, and more. Ages 2 to 12 are welcome. More information about the Feather River Parks and Rec District Valentine's Day Parents Night Out on February 14th by calling 530-533-2011. Alrighty, let's see. What am I going to dig up for you here? Let's go out with a little bit of a little bit of music to kind of keep us going. I guess the rains are coming in tonight, so be careful out there. We're all excited, of course, about the 49ers.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, baby. Oh, go Chiefs. I just heard a go Chiefs from behind me there. That's okay. It's going to be one of those games, man. It's going to be you got two great young quarterbacks. You got two great teams, number one and two, offense, defense. So you can't ask for more. So well, why not? Let's go out with a little Chris Isaak, just for fun, huh?
Just put you on.